and running. Lift off.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Game Freaks Podcast, a podcast where we freak out over video games so you don't have to. I'm your host today, Bri the Indie Guy, and I'm joined by Big Rob and Izzy Boo Baby. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, guys? It's nice to be back.
It is nice to be back. So for all our listeners, we apologize for the big gap. It's hard to get the crew together and get the time and everything set aside at Bellworks. And
we even came on a snowy day to record.
Yeah.
So we were determined to get an episode back up.
Heck yep. Yeah. And not just an episode. So we're going to try a new approach here. And we're actually going to record 3 back-to-back episodes today so that we could get you more regular content. That way, if we're all together, we'll just crank out a whole bunch of show for you and then release them weekly or bi-weekly. We'll see how it goes.
Every few weeks. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's still a work in progress. If you have any suggestions, definitely write in. If you say, hey, you should do one every day, then we'll quit our jobs and we'll start on that immediately.
As long as you're going to pay us.
We'll start a Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we have a great show for you. We are making a couple little changes to the format. The biggest change really is just that because we are recording back-to-back episodes, the deals segment and specials probably wouldn't have much value to you if you listen to it on a couple-week delay. Some of the sales might expire by the time you get to the purchase page. So what we're doing is we are introducing a new segment, and we'll talk about it more later, but it's called Rapid Review, and we're going to review a game in real time on the show. And we've kind of gone out of our way to pick maybe obscure games. We did have a little bit of requirements, and we'll talk about that too. But we're going to try that on for size, so when we get closer, we'll explain that further. So let's get into our show the way we always do with the news desk. So, Rob, what did you see in the news this week?
All right, so there were a couple things I wanted to talk about. One of the things I'm actually really interested in, they're talking about a new little peripheral that's going to hook onto the back, or the bottom, I should say, of your six-axis controller for PlayStation. It's a back button attachment. So basically what it is, it's going to hook into the little
headphone jack
yeah. on the bottom, and it snaps in, and you turn the controller over, and on the back there's a screen, and it gives you 2 buttons that are fully programmable to any other button that's on the controller. So it becomes almost like you professional gamers out there, you've heard of SCUF controllers before. I know Bri plays with one called the...
It's the Razer Ryu or Raju?
Yeah, so it's like it's a programmable controller that has buttons on the back that you can, you know, program for whatever you want. And it just lets you keep your hands on the controller at a certain angle where you're not, like, losing that half second for aiming. It's a lot of shooter games have it. So it's this little thing that snaps in. I think it's going to retail for $29 if I'm...
I think so.
It's like $29.99, and it's debuting on January 23rd, so about a week from now from the recording of this podcast.
Okay.
So I thought it would be really interesting to give the layman's people who are not like really full, you know, shoot 'em gamer professionals, gives them the chance to kind of experience what it is to have like that $200 controller.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have a SCUF gamer controller, you know, made just for you, which you can do, but they can get awfully pricey awfully fast.
So I love this idea, and I've been following the story. There's a couple, I don't know if you saw, there's a couple kind of like maybe hidden gems about this story too. So personally, I just wanted to hop in because I have been using the Razer for about a year. I have these like weird fantasies of being an Overwatch pro one day, and I do practice like regularly.
That's why you're not playing Modern Warfare.
I know. It's like, yeah. The thing I love about like obviously having the back like paddles is I do have like under my left middle finger a jump button. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly like hopping, especially if I'm like D.Va out of mech. I hop around. It's like much harder to hit. May, like obviously too, she's like such a any of the squishy characters, it's fun to just bounce around. It makes it just the enemy doesn't expect you to be hopping while fighting you. And I've gotten good at every time I constantly click the hop button, and I constantly aim down and back up, aim and down and back up every time, so that my crosshair
is
staying.
Is that why you do the inverted?
No, I think that's just some genetic disability. I don't know. my brain's wired in reverse by like a joke. But I was going to say, so the Razer is cool, but it only came in wired form when I got it.
Oh.
And like having a wired controller like reach the couch is annoying, and I have like a USB extension and all this stuff, and I have to like wrap it up every time I want to put it away. Also, the Razer makes you kind of give up. It doesn't have the PlayStation speaker, which is not, or like the controller speaker. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal, but some of the games where it actually uses it, like you hop in a transistor and you notice like the sword's not talking to you or something.
Yeah, same thing with like Kingdom Hearts. Like there's a certain part in the story where the characters are talking to you through the controller.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Nex Machina, when it says like human saved or like human lost. But I was going to say, what was I going to say? Oh, so people are speculating. So this is really weird for Sony to come out with this peripheral so late in the lifespan of the console.
True.
And people are jumping to this conclusion. I hope it's real. But they're saying that the next controller will most likely already have these buttons. And they're adding this as a way to kind of allow for that, like, now developers can start maybe writing games where it actually utilizes the two extra buttons that this peripheral gives you. And that way, it'll be like a seamless transition when you go to the next gen. Yeah, it'll be like the that. Buttons are already there.
That's smart.
Your games will already work. So it okay. might be like with the release of this thing, because it is really weird to release this. Like, what
Super
are we,
late.
8 months out maybe from the new consoles?
Yeah, but they're probably saying like holiday 20,
yeah.
I think.
But is that going to be like December? Like, it's not going to come out on December 25th.
Like November.
Maybe. Yeah, all right. So 10 months. But it seems weird. It's been like a 6 year. Lifespan, right? At this point, if I remember, no more.
No,
what was that 2013?
No, I think it's about 6 years.
Okay,
seven, maybe seven.
Wow, it's
yeah.
been that. Oh, well, I got my PS4 kind of late. I got my PS4.
Yeah, I think
like
it was like fall
ago.
Of 13, if I remember correctly,
something like that.
But anyway, I'm hoping that this kind of like jump to conclusions is you know, this like is true.
Izzy, I hope what it's are your true thoughts? Because that would be a great idea. It'll allow like. I mean, I do feel like it is kind of late, but if that's their plan to make, like, a seamless transition, then... Because, you know, sometimes, like, when these new consoles come out, they have nothing that's compatible. They just rehash all the same crap. So it's like, it'll just be like, okay, finally, we'll have a console with something on it to play.
Yeah.
You know, that's usually why I always wait, like, a year or two before I get a console, because there's nothing out for it, or nothing works on it for, like, the first year or so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to, hopefully that'll change. And I'm actually going to talk about that a little bit in my news desk. So, Izzy, Rob, what's your second news story?
I got
here?
One more, guys.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. So, this is a quick little story. Apparently, there's a YouTuber and a famed trophy hunter on PS4. His name's Brian. He goes by.
It's not me.
The handle PS4 Trophies, I think is
okay.
his name.
Okay.
And he set the world record for platinuming games in 24 hours. So he did 50 platinums in 20 hours.
Whoa.
And he did it via live stream.
Wait. Like each of the 50 in 20
he
hours?
He platinumed 50 games in 20 hours.
How the hell?
No, that's not... What?
Yep. Look it up.
How is
he
that?
He did it.
That's less than 30 minutes a game?
Well, obviously, it's not. We're not talking about AAA titles here.
Oh, he played like probably like those like short games that are like an hour or two long.
Like
right?
Disney and Pixar
yeah.
Up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's right here. YouTuber and trophy hunter PS4 Trophies, his name's Brian, just set the world record by earning 50 platinum trophies in one 20-hour sitting.
Holy cow.
That's crazy.
I think I have 3 platinums, and I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
This guy's got 50 and was like, nah, yeah. No big deal.
He's like, that's rookie numbers.
So to jump to that question, Izzy, do you have any platinums?
No. I don't even think... I gotta check. I don't think so.
Rob, do you have any?
No, I have 0 platinums.
Yeah. Like, this one... Horizon Zero Dawn is the only game that I'm literally one achievement away from a platinum. But it's because I have to play it on New Game Plus and I'm not doing it.
I do it
all.
Because
the game is too hard.
There was a list of requirements that he had to fulfill.
Okay.
When he was doing this. So here's the fulfillment. Here's the requirements. PS4 games only, no Vita or PS3 games. He had to play new games on his main account, no replaying games he's already earned the platinum for.
Okay.
Stacking is allowed. This allows him to play the same game from a different region with a separate trophy list.
Okay.
No, there's some, depending on the area, the achievements will change.
Yeah, that just sounds tedious, though.
So he had to create...
Like, play the same game 3 different times. Like, now I'll be playing the Japanese version. Like,
exactly.
Oh, fun.
So he had to create a new account to purchase games from different regions and use a PSN card specific to that region.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All games were provided by one publisher, Ratalaika.
Wait. All the games were provided by one publisher?
Yeah.
And what was that company?
Ratalaika.
Does that ring a bell for anybody?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was...
Yeah, no. It's one publisher for all 50 games.
Did they release 50 titles that have like an easy platinum for him to do this?
I have no clue.
Okay.
The stream was intended to end when Brian reached 50 platinums or 24 hours, whichever came first. He needed to average 28 minutes and 48 seconds per game.
Wow.
To achieve his goal, including load times.
So wait, so he...
How do you spell Ratalaika?
Ratalaika. It's Ratalaika.
Okay.
So he basically had a speed run too, in a sense.
Well, yeah, because it says you need an average of 28 minutes and 48 seconds per game to achieve the goal, including load times. And as you can see, obviously there's no AAA titles in there. It's all garbage.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say garbage, but it's like small little games.
So they're like a porting shop, it looks like, so that they're porting these things. It actually says that they're focused on porting and publishing games to the console market. So they're probably bringing in these small indie games like One Night Stand they worked on. Trying to see if any of these other ones jump out at me. Distraint. Neon Junctions?
And if you want to get really, really crazy, he scheduled breaks every couple of hours, and the clock had to continue to run during breaks.
Oof.
That, all right. Well.
And he still did it.
I kind of want to like pay him to boost my account so I have 50 platinums.
He said the point is that they're easy games. Based on his calculations, the entire endeavor can be completed in 19 to 20 hours. And if you want to know his PSN ID, if you want to be that guy, it's PSN_4Trophies.
Oh, okay.
That's, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
It is
what
it is.
Do you want to know what my three platinums are?
Yeah.
Sure, what are your platinums?
Geometry Wars 3.
Let's go.
The Witness and Ratchet & Clank.
I like Ratchet & Clank.
And I have to say I'm so mad because I was playing that Tomb Raider Definitive and I had all the intentions on getting it and I got all, like I 100%ed everything and then I went and I'm like, okay, there's like four multiplayer trophies, let me play those. And nobody is playing multiplayer. You cannot find
obviously.
A game. I left it, the console once. This was a couple of years ago. But I left it for like hours. I'm like, just find me a match. Because it was like, get 10 headshots or something. Get 20 headshots. And I'm like, I can't do that if I can't ever connect to a match. So anyway, those are my three.
There's like one person in the entire
world. I
mean,
if I was like on my Xbox account, I probably have a couple. But, you know, it's not the same. So.
All right. Izzy, what's your new story?
Okay, so mine is more of a rumor. Okay. I have to bring it up again because... so basically, there's a rumor going around that Nintendo wants to bring the Wii U games, more Wii U games to the Switch.
Yes.
And I'm totally down. I know a lot of people like hated the Wii U and they said it was like terrible, whatever. But the Wii U had like an awesome game list.
Yeah.
And I really hope they do because I remember... I couldn't play Bayonetta 2 because I didn't have a Wii U. And I was so mad that I could... Oh, no, I can't tap the table, but I was so mad. But they ended up bringing it... I ended up getting it for my Switch. So I was
nice.
Like, oh, I found...
Yeah.
And it actually came... If you bought Bayonetta 2, you got Bayonetta 1 with it. So...
Yeah.
So I hope they do because there was a lot of Wii U games that I wanted to play and I never got to play them. So now that I have a Switch, I'm like, please, please bring them.
Well,
and
Wind Waker.
Yeah,
please.
I was just about to say Wind Waker. I've been dying to play that game, but I never had a Wii U. So
yep.
Now hopefully, I kept saying, I hope they bring Wind Waker. I hope they bring Wind Waker. I would so buy it the moment.
I think we talked about this on the podcast, but
yeah.
I got like a Wii U like a year ago just because I was like, I want to play Wind Waker. I think somebody's selling it on eBay for like $80 with all like four Wiimote. And all these games, like she had Wind Waker and everything, I'm just like, geez, like they need to port these over. And now also, I mean, I know it's out on the Switch, but the Super Mario U
Brothers U, yeah,
yeah.
I thought they had that. Yeah.
No, they do.
No, it's on the Switch. No,
that's
so I'm saying
thought,
like,
yeah.
There's those titles that unfortunately, just because of circumstance of coming out only on the Wii U, nobody really got to enjoy them. Like a very
exactly.
small population actually enjoyed them on the Wii U. Because it was such like an underselling console. So, yeah, bring them over to the Switch. I mean, the Switch is obviously selling
expanding
like ridiculously.
Rapidly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and so that we could get to play those games. That's incredible.
I'm telling
I mean,
you, I'm
like
still
I
waiting
said,
for a pro version.
If they could do Super Mario and Bayonetta 2, they definitely could do the other games. So I'm down. Wind Waker next, please. That's what I want. I want Wind Waker.
Well, and so it's funny. When we get to my news story, I'm going to take it slightly tech, and it's interesting to see how the Switch stacks up against the Wii U performance-wise. So.
Mm. Yeah, but it is actually going to be this year. That's the rumor, that this year is when they're going to start porting over all the games. Like, not all the games. There's no, like, list yet.
Right.
But they're planning to do it this year, so I'm ready. Finally, I can play my Switch.
Like, what would be another game that you'd want to see?
I never got into Wii U, so I have no clue.
Trying to think about...
Mine is Wind Waker, because I've been dying to play it. Yeah, so that would be mine, that's the only one that I'm down for right now. But I'll try any of the other ones.
Zombie U? I mean, Donkey Kong Country already came over. Mario Kart came over.
I mean, maybe if you like just the Wii, maybe like Skyward Sword.
I know. That would be... Just get us all... I would even love to have Twilight Princess... I mean, we're just naming all the Zelda titles.
Yeah, but, basically.
Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword, and Wind Waker. There you go.
Hello, welcome to the meeting. We are all Zelda fanboys.
Yeah, really.
He's like, thank you for coming to Zelda Anonymous. My name is Rob.
There was some games that I had on my Wii that... They were like not AAA titles, I know. They were like some indie games, but... I like got rid of my Wii because I never used it, so...
Same here.
Yeah, like I had the Wii Fit and everything, mm-hmm. and I sold it for like $70 at GameStop. Big mistake, but...
A friend just gave me a Wii Fit, and it's in that room over there.
Oh, it is.
Gotta set it up. Oh, you know what we need to? Maybe this is me just projecting, but I never got to really play and enjoy Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2. So those would be awesome on the Switch. Just
my friend had it, and I played it. I loved it. It was such a good game. That's why I like Mario Odyssey, because it reminded me...
I was trying to discreetly open this can.
We're in a new place, so we're trying not to make echoes. So
yeah, we're
apologize for the noise in the background. But what was I saying? Oh my god!
Sorry, Galaxy.
Yes, Mario Odyssey reminded me of Mario Galaxy, just better. So if they bring it to the Switch, I'll play it. I like that Mario where it's not just 2D. It can go everywhere.
You're like on a sphere. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool playing it.
Cool. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it.
So I kind of, this next news story, I'm actually going to just back into it a bit because we got some leaks on the Xbox Series X capabilities, like processing power, and also the PlayStation 5. So things are getting confirmed, which is pretty cool. So, for those of you that don't know, let's just go down a quick road of the teraflop. Rob's looking at I just have this chart on
I was looking at his iPad. I'm like, is that a chart?
So, if you're listening and you are not familiar with teraflops or gigaflops, it's like a generally accepted way to measure the capabilities of the processing power of some kind of computer, machine, or console type thing. And the flop part is just floating point operations per second. So it's how many basically like computational operations it can do in a second. So I just wanted to kind of take you down a road of talking. We could lead up to what we now know about the PS5 and the Xbox Series X capabilities. My two co-hosts aren't even listening to me, firstly, because this is technical, and because my cat decided to sit at one of the chairs. So
we're listening.
Yeah, and they're just like, ooh, a cat. And I'm like, floating point operations per second. I'm just hoping it doesn't climb the table. Yes. Okay, well, anything could have like won over your attention. I get it. But no, so check this out. So if you don't know, obviously, mega is million, giga is billion, and tera is trillion, right? So starting at the Dreamcast, I found some stats. The Dreamcast was able of doing 1.4 gigaflops. So that was 1.4 billion floating point operations per second. The PlayStation 2 took it up to 6.2. So we went from 1.4 to 6.2. The GameCube bested the PS2, at least in computational power, up to 9.4 gigaflops. We're still in the gigas, which is the billions. Mm-hmm. The Xbox came out at 20. The Xbox 360 came out at 240. So it was like 12 times. Nope, that's bad math. 12 times. Hello. 12 times the Xbox potential. PlayStation 3 came out at 230, just slightly below the 360. The Wii came out at 12, so now it's quite a jump down. The Wii U at 352. So actually, it's kind of interesting. The Wii U is more powerful than the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. But based on the timing, it's 6 years later. PlayStation 4. So now this is when we start to get into the teraflop. So this is trillions. So the Xbox One came out at 1.3 teraflops. The PlayStation 4 came out at 1.8. So the
let's go PlayStation forever.
Yeah, well, that's going to change. Sorry. So the PS4 was the winner for the launch versions of the consoles with 1.8. Then the Xbox One X kind of refined it to 1.4, so still not really as good as the PS4. The PS4 Pro came out at 4.2, so now we're getting into decent numbers. The Xbox One X then topped that at 6 teraflops. So as of right now, the most powerful console on the market is the Xbox One X.
No.
Yes. And the Nintendo Switch came in with its first Nintendo's first realm into the teraflop land is at 1. But anyway, everybody has driven off the road and killed themselves by now. But so let's just focus on what's most important. The Xbox One X currently does 6 teraflops, and the PlayStation 4 Pro does 4, let's just say. We're rounding. Mm. They just announced that the PlayStation 5 is going to do 9. So it's about 1.5 times the capability of the Xbox One X. And the Xbox Series X is going to come out at 12. So it'll be twice the capability of the Xbox One X. And I shouldn't even say capability, because twice doesn't necessarily mean it's just going to be... it's twice as fast for all intents and purposes, but it doesn't mean that the game is just going to be twice as good. They could maybe accomplish 4 times more with the double power. So Rob's fact-checking me.
I'm fact-checking because I had just read something recently that they had confirmed a bunch of stuff for PS5, and I thought I saw that PS was confirmed for 12 teraflops as well.
I don't think that's the case. So the interesting things too is, and I don't have all of this prepared, but both the PS5 and the Xbox Series X are anticipated. They're using similar chips, if not the same. I forget. This is kind of off the cuff, so I apologize. But it's going to be a matter of, you know, like heat displacement and dissipation and all those kind of things. Rob's not listening. I'll just tell a story.
No, okay, you're good.
Wait, Izzy's literally dying because of the cats. And then she just walked over and pet the cat.
I didn't pet him.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now I'm listening.
All right, so that's the news. Just the news is that everything's... Guys, you ready? What's the TLDR? Too long, didn't read.
Yeah.
The Xbox One.
The next consoles are going to be awesome.
Yeah. They're going to be awesome and very strong.
Yes. Okay, so that's the news desk. Let's talk about...
We just had like a math class.
Things that would have been better on like a video podcast. Probably. PowerPoint.
Right.
So let's talk about our Just Push Play. So this is a segment where we discuss the games that have had our attention in the last couple weeks. What I was thinking, I don't know, it's up to you guys, but I've only been playing like 5 or 6 games since our last episode. So if you only want to discuss a couple here and then a couple on our next one and our next one. So I don't know how
It's basically the same games for me.
Right. It's not like we're going to play games in between each of these episodes.
Yeah. Well, mine, I have a bunch that I've been playing, but I'm leaving them for each episode. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Rob, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, I'm the Modern Warfare like crack addict. So I've been playing Modern Warfare like nonstop. It's the only thing that's been in my PlayStation since it came out in what? When did it come out? November? October, November?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally the only thing that's been in my PlayStation for 4 months, 5 months at this point. So
nice.
You know.
Are you loving it?
I really do. It's weird. They came out with a season one, like a season pass now.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a season pass. Like you would normally say, like you would normally think for a...
Like maps and stuff.
Like maps and stuff. All the map contents are free. Like all the map drops are free. All that kind of stuff is free. But what they've made it almost like a season pass system, as in like...
How much free stuff you get for leveling up, basically.
Yeah, well, what do they call those?
Tiers. They like call them tiers.
Tiers. So...
Battle tiers, that's what they're called.
The Battle Royale games are infamous for this now. So like PUBG... And what's the other one that everybody plays?
Fortnite.
Fortnite. They have these you know, battle passes.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you get to a certain level and they give you stuff as you progress through the level. That's what they're doing now for Modern Warfare. They're giving you these battle levels. You can go up to level 100 for this one. Season 1 ends. They just actually announced that they were extending it. So I think it's going to be mid-February when they're going to end Season 1. They're going to take a break, and I think end of February, beginning of March, open up Season 2. But, you know, in these 100 levels, there's a paid version and there's a free version, obviously. Like, everything is monetized now these days.
Yeah, but it doesn't actually cost that much, because I think the first 20 levels are free, and then you pay a one-time fee, and then you can unlock the rest of the levels as you go. Like, you don't have to pay. You could pay to unlock the other levels.
Yeah.
But you, because what I did was I paid $20 and I got the first 20 levels.
Yeah.
Free.
Well, the battle
and
pass
then I'm working for the rest.
Yeah, the battle pass I think was like $10, and I think.
But I got it.
You could buy the $20. You could buy $20 or $25 and unlock the first 20 levels and then continue from there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Which is what I did, and then you just work your way through the levels. You get free weapons, free skins. You know. Just free stuff.
And it's cool, too, because they have double XP every weekend. So it's not like you're like, oh, God. It does take a little while if you're not using your XP tokens. But they give you so much free stuff. It's like you'll have no problem leveling up.
The other games I've been playing is The Witcher. I got The Witcher on Switch, like, before Christmas. So I've been kind of dabbling in that, because I never really gave Witcher a great shot when it was on when I had it for PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I actually really like it. They did a great job, and it's really smooth. They lost almost none of the power moving to the Switch. Some of the graphics can be a little iffy sometimes, just because you're not talking about the same
three thing. Flops less.
Yeah, three whole flops less.
And, I love how it's called flops. That's such a funny name.
And then just because I was playing Witcher, I also started playing Gwent on iOS.
Oh, nice.
They finally bought out Gwent on iOS, and I love the game. It's, you know, it's just one of those weird, just dumb side things that you can play, like, while you're in The Witcher. It's just this stupid little card game, but they actually brought out a full version on iOS, and it's like Hearthstone, kind of like the same, almost like a Magic the Gathering type deal. But, I mean, it has its mechanics.
Yeah.
But it's pretty neat. I like it. So it's been kind of taking up my phone. That's what I play on my phone all the time. So that's what I've been up to.
Awesome. Is there any tie-in from, like, Gwent to the game? Like, can you win stuff in Gwent and then it, like, helps you in The Witcher?
No, it's just a totally standalone game that's based off of the game in The Witcher.
Okay. Cool. All right, so Izzy, what have you been playing?
I've basically been playing the same thing. My dad surprised me and got me Modern Warfare for Christmas. I mean, it wasn't really much of a surprise. Sorry, Dad. Because he was like, yeah, your gift's coming in the mail. I'm like, Dad, I know what it is. It's Modern Warfare. Because, you know, I told him straight up, I was like, if I'm going to play any Call of Duty with you, you're going to have to buy it for me. I'm not going to buy it. And I love it. I actually was kind of skeptical about it. I know Rob was like, you gotta play it. Mm-hmm. And the first day that I played with my dad, I was like obsessed with it. And it reminds me so much of Modern Warfare 2 days. And it's just so fluid and so awesome. And, you know, I like the fact that you can cross play, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I actually played with my cousin who has an Xbox the other day. So he was like, oh, I didn't know we could play together. So he's starting to stream now. So I was like, nah, play with me. You could play on Xbox. Just hit me up on the thing and we'll play together. And we did that. And it was the only thing, my only complaint is the game chat. It sounds terrible.
Oh, like, really?
I hate the game chat. I don't know if it's just
I always
me.
Mute everybody unless I'm in a party.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, let's say, if I'm cross-playing with my cousin, I'm not going to talk to him on my phone. I'm going to talk to him in the game chat. I'm talking about the voice quality sucks.
Oh, and well, you know.
Call of Duty, of course, the voice chat sucks. But most of the time, I don't know if it's because I'm on PlayStation, but everyone's so quiet. I rarely bump into someone that's, like, loud or...
Yeah.
It's very rare for me to bump into someone that's obnoxious, surprisingly. I mean, on Xbox, it was all the time, but on PS4... Mostly everyone's just very quiet, which I find weird. But
you heard it here.
Yeah, but they need to fix the voice quality because it sucks. Huh. That's my only complaint about the game is the voice quality for game chat.
Okay.
If that's the only thing you have to complain about Modern Warfare, then
yeah,
you are definitely more happy with the game than a lot of other people.
Really?
I mean, if in their defense,
everybody, I feel like everybody, you know, whenever a game comes out, yeah, not everybody is ever going to be 100% happy. No. Because I'm like,
nobody knows what they want.
Like the ever growing giant called Facebook, you know, always posts these like, hey, we saw you were looking at this, so do you want to read this article as well? And it's an article that's always like, oh, you know, this is what they're complaining about now. This is what they're complaining about now.
But
this
you
is
know what
they're complaining about
me?
Now.
I feel like a lot of those, we're veering off the conversation, but a lot of those articles, they pick like one tweet. And then they're like, oh, everyone's complaining about this. And it's like, no, it's just one person. It's
no,
not
but
everyone.
That's for your click.
Yeah, it's just for the click. And it's like really annoying because...
Because it's like, this one hidden feature will make you hate this game or something. Yeah, it's and it's like, what? You just want me to click on it. I get
that's
it.
That's why like I kind of just got off the whole social media bit.
Yeah.
I mean, not really because I'm on Reddit, but... Reddit, I just like follow like a lot of cat Reddits and Mandalorian Reddits.
Even though she can't pet him.
The cats post less frequently.
Like I follow a lot of like stupid stuff, you know, like memes and whatnot, and a lot of different communities for different shows that I watch. And surprise at the end, we have something for Reddit at the end. But yeah, but anyways, I like Modern Warfare. It reminds me of Modern Warfare 2, and I can't wait for season 2. I've been buying. I don't know if it's still there for everyone, but Modern Warfare actually had... Because they also have, like, stuff you could buy. Like, you could buy, like, skins for the gun. And it's cool because you can use the gun even though you don't have it unlocked. So I actually using an AK-47 that I got is all pink.
Yeah.
And it was... I like the little dangle. I was like, I want it. So I had the AK-47. I'm leveling it up, but I can't... it comes with its own attachments. But I can't add anything to it because I don't have it. I'm not at the level to unlock it yet. But I can still use it.
All right.
So then when I get to the level to unlock it,
yeah,
it's already leveled up. I don't have to start from the beginning. I can add whatever I need to add to it.
Nice.
So that's what I like about it too. Like you could buy a skin for a gun that you don't have unlocked yet and just use it like that. So that's what I like too because I'm able to try guns that I don't have unlocked in. I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, now that I work towards it, maybe I'll start using this gun mm-hmm. when I get to that level and then start adding the attachments that I really want to it.
Cool. So
I've been playing that and then I've been playing Rise of the Tomb Raider.
How is it?
It is good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I played the first one like years ago. Like mm-hmm. I pre-ordered it because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Tomb Raider. And I didn't like it that much. I felt like it was too, like, it was, like, I felt like the puzzles were a little too easy. I mean, I was playing the easiest mode anyway because I like to...
No, the tombs are so easy.
Yeah.
I know.
No, they're very easy. Yeah. I know that, because at least, that's what I like to like about certain games, that even though you're playing on, like, story mode,
yeah,
it's still somewhat difficult. Like, it's not like, here's the door, you know, like that. That's how I felt like the first Tomb Raider was, like, here's the puzzle, you know, whatever. At least with this one, it was more of a challenge. And even though I was playing on the easiest level, it was still kind of like difficult, especially towards the end. Mm. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't played it yet. Well, I mean, it's been out for how long? I got the Game of the Year edition. So I got it on sale for like $8. They were selling it for like $8.
That's cool, yeah.
And I've been like obsessed with it. I've 100% of the game. I have every single collectible, everything. And now I'm moving on to the DLC. So I've been like trying to balance ESO, Tomb Raider, and Modern Warfare. It's kind of hard now with my new job. I'm like trying to balance three games to play. But
I have it on my console. I haven't launched it, I don't think, yet. I was excited because there's a PSVR like portion on it.
Yeah,
I think I actually launched that once and it said, we recommend you play like the campaign before this because it'll spoil. And I'm like, all right, I'll come back to you later.
But the campaign, like, if I didn't, like, work, I know, right? If I didn't work to support my hobby.
You wouldn't have the game.
No. I would have the game, but I would have beat it in, like, maybe 100% it probably, like, a week. But it took me, like, several weeks because, you know, I was only playing, like, an hour or two at a time. And it was really good. The story was good. The graphics still look great. I don't have a PS4 Pro. I have the regular PS4, you know. And it's just a really good game. And now I got the third one in a Humble Bundle. So I have it on three different consoles. I have I have the first Tomb Raider on PC, and then I have the second game on PS4, and then once I beat that second game, now I'm going to go back to PC and play the third game, because I have the third game on PC. Because Humble Bundle was giving it away for their monthly, so I was like, well, I'm about to play the trilogy now.
Nice.
So I hope the third game's just as good. I heard it was good, so
we'll see. I gotta get cracking on those. All right, cool. So I'll just start by saying I finally beat Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yay!
Man, it was awesome. Teared up at the end. It was incredible, and I'm ever more excited for the sequel that's coming out. I think next month. So, and I mean, the crazy thing is that with the Xbox Game Pass, you already have the sequel. You could preload it onto your console now. So we're in a weird world.
You know what? I have a PC. I think I'm thinking about getting the Xbox Game Pass for my PC.
I got it for free, I think, for a month, and then it expired, and I was like, I'm not going to pay $15. And they sent me a thing that for $1, I would get 3 more months. And I was like, all right. I did $1. Yeah, I'm like, 3 months of games. So, Ori and the Blind Forest took up some of my time. All in all, I think I spent 13 or 14 hours in that game. It's crazy. Some of the trophies in that game are ridiculous. There's one that's beat the whole game without dying. And it's like, that's like, it, I mean, if you don't know and you're not familiar.
I will never get that achievement.
No, it's like, it's not maybe as punishing as Super Meat Boy, but it's like pretty up there. And it's like just saying like, yeah, play Super Meat Boy on one life. Like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, it's like 0.18% of gamers have gotten this. It's like, I believe that. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I like that they show the percentages of like, the rareness of the achievement. I like that.
And another one that I've been playing with Game Pass that's not on my list, and I'm going to save some of these, is Super Lucky Tale. So I've been playing Super Lucky Tale on the Xbox One X. It's cool. It looks great. I think it runs at 60 FPS, 4K, so it's like really smooth, really shiny. I don't know if it's like as fun. It's a 3D open world platformer, kind of like Mario. Oh my god, I almost said Sunshine. what the heck is it called? Great Odyssey. Game. Thank you, Mario Odyssey.
They're basically the same game,
sort of. But
Mario Odyssey is better.
Yeah. But yeah, it's cool. It's just I don't know if it has all the fun of Mario Odyssey, but it is like it's probably better looking, if that makes sense. And that's all I guess I'll say for that, and I'll save these other ones on my list for our other episodes.
Okay.
So yeah, Super Lucky's Tale, Ori and the Blind Forest is finally
done.
I have
a couple questions about some of them. So.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're gonna get into our discussion now. Unless anybody wants to talk about anything else they're playing.
Oh, didn't we have some kind of name that tune?
It's coming. Put it after the mailbag.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's a little bit of a change. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
So for our discussion today, I thought since we are now in 2020, who can believe it, right? 2020. Oh, it sounds like a future movie. Let's talk about the games that we enjoyed the most from 2019. And we kind of came up with this idea of, because our... sometimes you don't find out about a game until later, so they don't have to necessarily be games that were released in 2019, but just that they came onto your radar in 2019, or maybe they were previously on your radar and remained on your radar, so things that really dominated your attention in 2019. So I made a little list. I think I could probably distill it down to five or so.
You got another chart?
Another chart.
Another chart.
I will now be presenting this line graph. That's what you want on an audio podcast. Now, listeners, look here. See where this inflection point happens on the graph? That's where... Uh-huh.
Just close your eyes and envision it.
Okay, imagine the x-axis had ticks every, I don't know, centimeter or so. No. So let's talk about games that we love. Maybe we could just say one each and go around the table and just quickly discuss them. So games that you loved in 2019. Rob, you want to start us with one?
Oh, God, put me on the spot. I didn't make this list.
Oh, sorry.
No, I know what mine's going to be, is Zelda, the...
Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
It's on my list,
too. I had been waiting for this game forever. Honestly, forever. And I'm just so happy the Switch, it got a beautiful, gorgeous update on the Switch. And... it was easily by far one of my favorite games. I think I have something like 15 to 20 hours put into it to dungeon it all out and get the new sword. And
wait, there's a new sword?
You didn't know that?
No. Wait, I beat the game.
Yeah. Did you collect all the seashells?
No, I didn't.
If you collect all the seashells, you got to go to this certain house. And then once you hit like 60 or 70 seashells,
yeah,
you get like a master sword.
Because I was going to the house with like however many I had, but I think I might be like in the 40s or something. Yeah.
If you get there, if you reach the level that they want you to reach, yeah, they give you a special sword.
But what, I mean, like, so what do I do with it once I had it? Because now the game's over.
It's just more powerful.
No, but do I just go around fighting people?
No, you're done with the game.
All right.
So like, it's just a more powerful sword. So okay, like enemies that would take two hits take one hit.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay. Cool. You
know. Well, now I know when I play it, the first thing I'm going to do is collect all the seashells.
I think I told you when I was playing it, I would highly recommend when you get to the color dungeon, it asks you if you want to take half damage or deal double damage. And I picked take half damage, but I wish I would have done deal double because there are so many enemies that take two hits that I'm like, you would have been one hit right now. I hate myself for picking that other thing. And my hearts were always full anyway, so I'm like, you know.
Oh, yeah. See, it didn't snow that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Oh,
so, Rob, that was on my list, too. Oh, it's funny that essentially a game that came out like 20-plus years ago is on the top of our 2019 list. But, no, it was incredible. I had so much fun with it.
I don't know for me because I haven't really bought any new games. So, I would say... I started out 2019, well, not started out, but basically I, by mistake, put my account on my friend's console just to try something, and ooh, I ended up deleting everything on my original Switch. Mm-hmm. So I think I mentioned this on the previous
podcast. Your Breath of the Wild incident.
Gone. Even my Mario Odyssey, gone. And I keep forgetting to get a micro SD for my thing so I don't lose none of that stuff. But I ended up playing Breath of the Wild again. And
how many hundreds of hours are you into it?
I beat it already. I beat it because I already played it, so I already had beat it 100, like, right. I say 100% because I was not about to collect all them seeds because that was there's 999 seeds. I'm not collecting all of them. That's ridiculous.
Do you have that thing like that helps you find them?
No. Then I was like, no, I didn't want to go through each because there was a lot of places that just annoyed the crap out of me. So I was like, I'm not doing this again. I beat the game much faster because I already knew what I needed to do. So
right, and you know, like you can take on those like the beasts. Are they called beasts?
The guardians or something.
Guardians,
like that.
Yeah, like
yeah, guardians.
Yeah. So, but I actually will say Stardew Valley. I mean, we talked about this too.
Okay. Yeah,
I forgot that on my list. I definitely dumped a lot of time into that this year.
Like, I had a new appreciation for it, and I started playing it again on my PC. So I actually follow a subreddit that's for Stardew Valley, and I've just been, like, adding people. Like, because I've never tried the multiplayer. I only played it for, like, 5 minutes.
Is it cool? Have you, like, I haven't played it either.
We should play it, because I have it on my Switch. Okay. But... it's actually pretty cool. You get to pick a farm. It's just like you're just playing with other people. It's just like playing Stardew, but you just have friends now. And it's like much easier. Like I became like a boss of the farm. I was like, okay, you're doing this today, and I'm doing this today, and you're going to do this. And that's the thing, because, you know, I have my chart down.
I know. I was going to say, you made fun of me for all my charts and graphs.
And I made a chart for all my seeds for each season, and I still have that chart, you know? So
yeah,
it's just, I would say those two, like, I know I cheated. I was supposed to do one, but I did two for my Switch.
Okay. No, that's cool. I mean, like, there's so many games I want to say on this list. Yeah. So I have, if, Rob, you need me to go next, I'm going to throw Dead Cells out there. I know it's a 2018 game. Put a lot of time into it this year, though. That was so much. I had so much fun with it. I still haven't beaten it, which somebody's probably slapping their their phone right now listening. But it's so hard, and it's so much effort to get all the way to the end boss just to die. But, yeah, Dead Cells was awesome.
Okay. Let's see. Another game that I've been... 2019, that's easy. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay.
I mean...
yeah, it's been dominating your playlist. Yeah,
I would have said that, but I got it after. I got it in 2020, so.
Year from today, you can say it on our episode.
One year from today,
yeah, but
I'll say
it. I mean, it took up, like I said, it's the only thing that's been in my PlayStation since October. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's easily dominating a good section of my of my playlist.
Nice. Izzy, you want to say another one?
I would say, oh God, it's like I'm trying to remember all the games I played
this year.
Like, what did I play this year? There's so much stuff. I would say Just Dance.
Yeah.
I know it's just a dancing game, but it was like on sale for $20, so I got it, and I've always loved Just Dance. I just never, because I don't have the motion things for the PS4, and I forgot that they had it on the Switch. So I was like, oh crap, I could get it on the Switch.
Yeah.
And they have a thing where they have like a monthly pass where you have access to all the previous songs from all the games.
Oh, cool.
So you can dance from songs from Just Dance 1 to now, to 2020. So, and I've always liked Just Dance. Like, sometimes I don't even dance. I just like watching the visuals. Their visuals are so awesome for the game. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll just play the song and I'm like, oh, wow, the visuals are great. and I actually like follow, they have like a YouTube page where they show you like behind the scenes of how they make all the backgrounds, and the people that are in the video are actual real dancers.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and they're behind a green screen and they're actually painted in white. So that way, that's how you see them so bright, bright white. And they actually choreograph each dance. They show you how to do the backgrounds for each dance and all that stuff. So if you want to check that out, they have their own YouTube channel. But yeah, I would say Just Dance. I was kind of sad because nobody really wanted to play it on New Year's, but I played a little bit myself and I like it.
Those games are great. They're timeless. That's where I kind of throw like the You Don't Know Jack type games or like the Jackbox games.
Yep, Jackbox.
I will say that too. Jackbox, Murder Party.
Oh my God, so much fun. Yeah.
Is like a big hit with my family. They every time they're like, did you bring it? Did you bring it? They like, that's what they want to play.
Yeah.
Is the Murder Party. And I actually got the newer version, because they came out with a Jack Party 6. They came out with 6-1.
Yeah.
And it has Murder Party Trivia 2. And it's actually, I actually like the second one better. The end part where, you know, you're fighting with the ghost.
You're trying to escape, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to get a perfect answer to escape. It's not any time that you just get the answer right.
Oh, okay.
You have to get a perfect answer to escape. So it's literally anyone's game.
That's
sorry,
cool.
I know I keep... Because I'm trying to just point at the table instead of banging it, because I'm used to banging. I'm very handsy.
That noise you hear is her emphasizing her point.
Yeah, emphasizing my point.
Do you want me to get like a drum for like, right? Like
yeah,
a snare drum?
A drum? Yeah. It was funny because like it becomes a huge competition with my family when we play Murder Trivia Party, and it's the funniest thing ever. That and Drawful too. That's another
one. Oh my God, that's
I
so funny.
I love Drawful. And it's like
the best thing they could have done in that game is not allow you to erase, because that's where the funniest stuff happens. Because
yes.
You can't, you mess up and you're like, I just have to go with this drawing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you don't know in this game, like you take turns, you all draw something, and then everybody kind of makes up what they think the caption for that picture is. And it's so, when you're trying to draw on like your phone or whatever tiny device you're using, it's like, it's so hard to,
it is.
To actually pull
difficult.
It off. I don't know what that noise was. All right, cool. So I'm going to throw out there, obviously I already said Ori and the Blind Forest, that's obviously on my list. Super Hot. Had so much fun with Super Hot this past year.
Oh, that's the slow time one with the white
and
red people,
right? Yep.
Yep.
That was really cool. I still haven't played it in VR, which I know is like a crime because everybody's like, if you like it on the PS4, like play it on the Quest. It's even better. And I'm like, I got to do it. It's always like $25 though. And I'm like, I already bought it once for $25. Don't want to buy it again. But yeah, so Super Hot. Rob, you got another one? I'm just going to throw them out there and go quick.
Yeah, I just got another one. One that I've been like literally playing all year because my brother and I have been playing this game together for all year. We're 100%ing it still, so we're still working on it, but we're making sure we get everything, is Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
On the VR. And me and him have been playing it. We're making sure we have every world so far. We're on the last world. We're 100%, and
what was that?
I don't know. Something's in the
probably
kitchen.
Probably the cat.
Cat's in the kitchen or something. So Astrobot Rescue Mission is a game that my brother and I have been working on. We're every world 100% right now. All the chameleons.
Oh
and
yeah.
And we haven't even gotten to the worlds, and then we have to start working on all the chameleon worlds that we have.
The challenges.
The challenges that we have to do.
Izzy, I don't know if you know, like when you play the main game, each world. There's like a chameleon that's blending in, and to find him, all you have to do is look at it for like 5 seconds, yeah, basically.
But you have to really like bend down, look around.
Oh, yeah, they could be anywhere, cause, and it's in VR, so it might be behind you. And when you do, you find the chameleon for that world, it unlocks a challenge world based on that world that you're in. Yeah. So if the whole world's like a beach world, then you might go to like a beach challenge where it'll be like, I don't know, shoot all these like crabs in a certain amount of time or something like that. That game is incredible. No, if you have a PlayStation VR, you should be playing that game.
It's such a fun little game that always flies under my radar to talk about on the show. But it is the cutest game you will ever play, and it's so much fun. So much fun.
And we've discussed it, I think, more than once.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I could have sworn I remember Bri Pickett saying it.
Yeah.
All right.
What else you guys?
I concede.
I don't know what else. I mean, ESO, like, I got back into ESO it this year.
ESO is just, like, she's ESO all the time.
She wakes up because ESO. I actually took a year and a half break, and I brought the break back in July. So, like, I came back. I was like, screw it. I was like, I have nothing to do. Try to get back into the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but I have a news thing for my episode about ESO's their new year, starting the year the dragon's over, and they're having a new year now, and they're going to have add a whole bunch of stuff for the whole year like they did last year, so I'm ready for that.
Is it the year of the rat?
No.
No, it is this year, right?
It is the year of the rat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want to throw out there, because I only started playing it in 2019, Beat Saber. Incredible game. If you haven't played it, don't be like me and play it really late. Yeah, it's so good. It's so much fun. It's like more fun than Guitar Hero, I think.
I don't know if anything could be ever more fun than Guitar Hero, because we used to
lightsabers. Guitar Hero is my thing.
I used to love, but I like Rock Band.
Speaking of Rock Band, this is totally off target. I was like, you know, we never got the Rock Band for like the PS4. Let's pick it up, and it is impossible to get the drums. You have to get them secondhand now. They don't make like the instruments anymore. Really? Do you have them?
I have the whole set. I told you.
Oh my gosh.
You may have to like, I don't know if they, you may have to collaborate them, because I don't use them. I only use the guitar and the microphone really. So.
Okay.
I used to have the whole set because I used to spend hours and hours and hours getting the band together.
On the PS4?
Yeah.
Xbox 360.
Actually, it was probably Xbox 360.
I have the Xbox 360 instruments, but I don't have the.
Yeah. See, the I actually had a coworker who literally had them taped up in a bag because he didn't use it. Mm. He gave it to me for $20 with the game.
Wait, by the way, the wireless PS4 drums are on eBay for about $450.
They're crazy. I was looking too, like in case like one of the parts break, and I'm like, crap, I need to get a new one. They're so expensive.
Because they're totally out of production at this point.
It sucks, because it's such a good game. Yeah.
Anything else that you guys...
Well, I'll give you the drum set.
Oh, there you go.
I'll give you the drum set.
All right.
I'll give you money.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
What other...
What other games? I spent a lot of time rehashing older games. Like, I spent a bunch of time on... I could just shoot a couple out. Like, Horizon Zero Dawn. I spent a bunch of time going back over, because that was like
a great game.
Let's see what else. Far Cry 4, the one where you're in like supposed to be in the United States.
I think that's four. Four, I have like four. You're in the jungle on that island, and you're like your friends are abducted or something.
Far Cry 5. Yeah, you're right.
Far Cry 5. Because I have Far Cry 4. I'm like, I don't remember
Far
that.
Far Cry 4. Like, it's always like
that's the one where you craft
China
like wallets
Thailand.
And stuff.
Yeah. It's like Thailand. Yeah.
Far Cry 5 is the one that's like supposed to be like a cult in the middle of the United States.
Yeah.
Like in the heartland. So I went back, started playing that a little bit. God of War.
Great game.
Mm.
The new God of War was really good.
Well, I should have said that for my 2019. God of War.
I mean, there's just
Well, that's what we're saying.
We're just
I forgot that I played it.
I wanted to bring up Ape Out.
Screw
that
those
game.
Valkyries, by the way.
But yeah. Yoku's Island Express, SteamWorld Heist. I have Red Matter on my list, which is a PSVR like exploration game where you're like on another planet and everybody's kind of like missing and dead and stuff. And
interesting.
That's cool. Track Turbo Mania is always on my list. We play that.
We play that every time we get together. Track Turbo Mania is amazing.
Well, nah, I've never played it.
So. Oh, we got to play after this. think that's my whole list.
Yeah, like, it's kind of hard to think back because 2019 felt like so long.
Zelda, I threw a bunch of hours into too.
Breath of the Wild. Yeah,
such a good game. Like, playing it the second time made me really appreciate how great that game is. So,
guys, we had a busy 2019.
I know. Like,
we're old. We're old guy. We're old people. Not, I wouldn't say old people, but
you are. I'm sorry,
we're old to the point of like I forget a lot of the stuff that I've played this year.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's. I should have honestly sat down and made a list of everything that I played that I put significant time
into. I couldn't even make a list because I'm like, what did I
do? I went through and looked at my trophies, my achievements, and my Switch history, and I was like, okay, what do I got?
Oh, man.
All right, so cool. That was a great discussion. So if you haven't checked out any of those games from our list, I highly recommend you do. They're all great games.
Yeah, you know, tell us what your 2019
let us know what you've been playing.
So that way we could play them this year.
Yeah, if you send like your top five 2019 games, we'll definitely read them on the show. That would be awesome. Yes. All right, so here's our new segment called Rapid Review. This is an idea that we cooked up, and I think it's going to be crazy and funny and hopefully a joy to listen to. So our guidelines for this was before the show, we each went on a Nintendo Switch, only because it's easier and we could have it right with us at the table while we record. And we each picked out one game for under a dollar and bought it.
Or a dollar.
Yeah. No, yours was 99 cents.
Below. Oh, okay. So it is under a dollar. Okay. Gotcha. But tax.
Less than or equal to $1. But, oh, crap, tax. Yeah, you're right. Do I have to put the explicit warning now that I said that word? Okay, good. So what we're going to do is we're just going to take time. So we're going to start out where Rob and Izzy are going to play the game that I picked out. It was a 49 cent title on the Nintendo Switch. And it is a game called, this is funny, I actually forgot what it's called. Hang on a minute. Monster Bugs Eat People.
This sounds so much fun.
So what we're going to do is,
so campy.
We'll probably have, who wants to play first?
I'll go first.
All right, okay. So Rob's going to play for like 5 minutes or so, and he's going to kind of just narrate what he's doing and what he's seeing and what this game is about. Again, this is Monster Bugs Eat People on the Nintendo Switch. All right, Rob, take it away.
All right, here, hand me this bad boy.
So I have never played this game. So Rob and Izzy are going to review it and tell me if I made a good choice here, if I spent my 49 cents in the right direction.
Can you hear me?
I hear it. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right, so right off the bat, like
the menu kind of reminds me of like an 80s cartoon.
It does. Okay. Like, yeah, definitely like an 80s cartoon. All right, we're going to do campaign here. Alright, so mission one. Oh, we're just going to start with mission one, obviously. Alright, so we're just going to try and get as big as possible. So it says, eat others and grow big in order to escape the laboratory.
Ooh.
So it's like one of those, like, kill or be killed.
But you're going to grow.
But yeah. I'm going to grow
bigger. Is this 2019 Snake? Or 2020 Snake?
Kind of like it. Alright, let's continue.
It says, eat or get eaten. Alright,
so I'm like a little scorpion.
Slither.io.
Alright.
I can't see the game, so I don't even know if
it's gory.
So there's a lot of blood in it, which is a little weird. All right.
Well, you're eating stuff.
So you're like this little scorpion, and you're like roaming around the world looking for these. Oh, wait. Oh, so there are other people. Oh, you can actually get eaten by other animals on the screen.
That's why I said eat or be eaten.
Yeah, and. Basically what you're... Oh, God. Oh, God. That guy just took a big chunk out of me. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You're like a little thumb now. No. He's a little thumb now.
I can't find anybody. Where are you? Ha. Gotcha. Oh, wait a second. I wonder what would happen if I started eating the other bugs.
If they could eat parts off of you, you should be able to.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It's
all I keep hearing is raw.
Yeah.
But is it kind of like a snake game? Like it the is, longer it is you get, the harder it is?
Is? I haven't seen the game, so I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I literally bought it off of name alone. Monster Bugs Eat People. You can't lose.
Oh, so you definitely can eat other bugs.
You can, see? Shree?
You can, Shree. Yeah. Do you like it, Rob?
It's a cool... Oh, I lost. This guy literally just demolished
you
me.
You lost. So
I think so. My first reaction is it's definitely like snakeish.
All right.
So like, you're not like computerized into one thing, but it's kind of neat. It's like a, like if you were like mindless activity, that would be like a perfect thing. I'm only going off the first board, 5 minutes. The animation is kind of campy. There's not like a lot of moving pieces into the game.
All right, go, Izzy. What do you got? Okay.
All right, let's see. Oh, see. Oh, yeah. The graphics are kind of a little weird, though. If you really think about it.
Is it like twin stick where one's like aiming and one's moving?
It looks like if you eat those things,
if you eat the bombs, it blows you up.
Oh, don't eat bombs.
Yeah, it bombs. You hear that, kids? There's like a poison thing you don't eat. Oh, God.
Grab that guy. There you go.
Ooh. The graphics, you could tell this is like a 50 cent game.
Exactly. But you're just following this one guy around, eating the back of him. He doesn't even know it.
It's kind of.
Cool sax solo.
Oh, can you eat? Ooh, can you eat the humans?
Yeah, the humans are what you're supposed to eat. It says giant bugs eating humans, so.
Oh, okay.
Monster bugs eat people.
That's the name of the game. No, but you can eat the bugs, too. Oh, I just ate that whole bug.
Yeah, she said, can the bugs eat people?
Can the bugs eat people?
It's in the title,
Izzy. It's in the title of the game.
Duh. I'm silly.
Oh. Oh my God, she literally just ate an entire bug head on.
Oh my God. Like, it went right into it?
Yeah. Oh, Izzy's gonna win. Izzy's gonna beat the first board. I was terrible at this game.
Oh, no, he did not.
Oh, she's the biggest thing on the board right now, by far.
You know what it is? Because I used to play Snake all the time, yeah. So this is like nothing new to me.
Are you like confined to one area, or is it like, are you moving through a world, or are you like in a room?
You're just in a room, basically. Okay. So they actually have a lot of games like this.
Oh, ooh. He just took a big chunk out of you.
Oh, no, he's done for.
This is perfect. I'm playing the role of the listener because I have no idea what it looks like. So can you describe it for me? Is like there any multiplier? Are there points going up? Or
There's no multiplier. Like
if you eat bugs, there's like you get more lives, but basically you're just roaming around like searching for the bugs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Snake. You got to be careful because anybody could just come up behind you and
like. All right, I'm happy with a 50 cent Snake clone.
Yeah, it is can't move.
With like swing band music.
Oh, there's even stuff that you can't move, so they have it like that too. That's crazy.
Do you have any like abilities with the buttons, or is it just the sticks?
It's just stick movement.
It's just stick movement. The oh no, he's behind
me.
There we go.
Oh yeah. Now she's better at the game than I am. I feel bad.
She's min-maxing the whole thing. She's like, I'll do this. I'll do this. Let me make a chart.
She's like, I'm going to speed run this whole thing right now.
I don't even think she's going to stop playing, actually. Does she know
crap.
We're still here?
I'm like almost done, and then they freaking get me.
Izzy, the studio's on fire.
I have 3 more pieces left.
She doesn't know. All right, well.
One more piece. Ooh.
She's
one more piece. I was so close.
So would you guys recommend people buy Monster Bugs Eat People for 49 cents?
For 49 cents,
yeah. For 49 cents, yeah.
I wouldn't buy it for anything more than a dollar.
Okay. All right, Izzy, stop playing.
Oh,
you're
yes.
missing the podcast.
I beat it.
You beat it?
But I
can I see it now? That
wait.
Wait, I want to see.
Wait, but it's I figured out you actually have a spit thing.
Wait, let
me
play.
Freeze enemies.
I want to play now. All right, can I just see this thing?
Good job,
hey, you got 30 of 30.
I got 30 out of 30. I beat the
bugs. Just got out. They appear so rapidly. Don't let them escape the base, it says.
All right.
But
oh, wait, there's a wave incoming. Wait, let me play for 2 seconds. I know this wasn't in the plan. Oh, I'm a cool. I have like pinchers in the front. Or
yes.
Pincers, yeah. All right, wait, what? Oh, it literally says on screen R is spit and L is.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to that.
L moves you faster.
I didn't know
that either. Damn it.
The L, yeah. The spit makes them slow, so you can catch them. That's how I beat
Wait, I left part of my body behind.
Yes, that means...
Oh, I lose, it says.
Well, that
so
was
bad.
That was really a rapid review.
That was a rapid review.
About rapid reviews.
Those 9 seconds were, man...
Exhilarating.
Exhilarating, to say the least. All right, that's cool. So that was our rapid review of Monster Bugs Eat People on the Nintendo Switch.
That was actually pretty fun.
I actually thought that was pretty fun.
50 cents is not bad.
No.
So now we're going to move on to, we have a mailbag question from one of our listeners, from JH. Don't forget that you can write in if you want to be included in the show for any of our mailbag questions, and we'll read them on the show and answer your questions. So our question this episode is, do you ever think anyone will win the battle of best console? And a follow-up, do you think they'll ever get close or beat PC? So obviously JH is secretly a PC elitist. I don't know.
PC part.
Okay.
No. That's it. That's my answer. I don't think so. I honestly think because PC's constantly updating itself.
Well, so are the consoles.
No. But I'm saying consoles are every so years. PC is literally like every month. Like there's always a new video card out. There's always a new CPU out. Yeah. There's always something new every month. There's something new for a PC. And I'm sorry, but the deals cannot compare when it comes to video games. The deals cannot compare to PC. So I feel like PC will always be like a step up. I feel like the consoles can get close.
Yeah.
But they'll never. I don't think they'll ever pass PC. It's just obviously consoles do better because you're not dropping like 2 G's on a or a G on a computer. You're just getting a console for $500 and you're like, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny.
And it's a little bit more portable, the consoles.
It's funny you say that because I've actually, guys, I've been cheating on my console. I've been wanting to cheat on my console.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been watching, I watch a lot of streamers. I'm not going to mention their names because I don't get plugs from their show. but I've been watching streamers that I watch on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to get this game called, I don't know if anybody's been hearing about it. It's called Escape from Tarkov.
Mm-mm. Yes, I've heard of it.
And it's basically, it's like a super high-end like military survival shooter. And they drop you into this world and you have to kit up before you go in. And if you die while in the world, you lose everything you bring into the world with you.
Gotcha.
And you have to then start from nothing and rebuild your stack again. Or you drop in there to kill people, loot their bodies, and then extract from the world. You bring everything out of the world with you into your headquarters. And then they have like an online purchasing system where you put things up for grabs, you know, you sell things to different people for a certain amount of money. There's like a yard sale thing where people bid on it. And it's this really interesting game that I've been watching people play. I mean, to the point where I'm getting sick of almost watching the streamers play it because the streamers that I like to watch play other games that I like to see. Mm-hmm. And they're not playing other games because they've been so focused on this game, Tarkov. Hmm. And so I've been wanting to get a PC because I've wanted to start playing this game.
You can use mine.
I gotta come all the way up north to
play. I have to come up here in the snow by the creepy church. To come up here.
We'll just add creepy church. No, but I've wanted to get kind of a gaming PC and be able to set it up and enjoy PC games and see what it's all about. But... what are we actually on right now? Where did I go? What was I talking about?
Oh my god.
So I totally just
currently
lost
you were discussing if anybody will
ever... Oh, the mailbag. Oh, the PC Master Race. Oh my
guys,
god.
Guys, we're a little rusty. Please forgive us.
Jeez, right. Rob's like, "Where rusty. Am I? Why is there a mic in front of my
how
face?"
How did I get here? No, okay. So that's why I was like, "Will they ever beat PC?" I think consoles may get to the point where they're close to PC. I don't know if they'll ever beat PC. No. But at what point do we say the consoles at this point are PCs? I mean, if you look at the new Xbox, if you look at the new Xbox, it basically looks like a PC that with the mock-ups that they're
showing.
It does,
but there's so much limitations on the console, especially when it comes to mods.
Well,
too.
True. No,
and
I know.
And there's like certain, they like block you from doing certain things. At least on a PC, you can customize it. To do whatever
you
want.
Back in the day, I used to build PCs and I used to build gaming PCs and I used to build like PCs for different workplaces and you know, just the motherboards and, you know, what kind of processor you wanted and what kind of video card you wanted. And, I get it. PC is the highly customizable.
Now it's right. Like getting cheaper and cheaper to build like good PCs. You don't need to spend $1,000.
On a good gaming PC.
No.
Yeah, true.
There are some people, like I told you, my friend spent 500, I think it was $500 like up front, but he got like $300, $200 back in mail rebate.
Yeah.
So it's like he technically only spent $300 on building his PC. Yeah. You know, it's just it's a little time consuming. They even
have to
things,
know it too.
Well, not only that, they actually have like iBuy power and stuff like that, where you can pick what you want your PC to do, and they pick it. The parts for you.
All right, that's kind of like Tiger Direct does the same thing.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever like
beat
it in my book, though.
But you could pay this on a monthly basis, though. This is like a month. You could do like a layaway, basically.
Interesting.
But like, when it says, will they ever beat PC? Like, I feel like in my book too, consoles are always winning for my heart, because I can just sit down, turn it on, and it always works.
Exactly.
And I'm never messing with like, because it was a couple of years ago, I was like, I'm going to get back into PC gaming, because that's where I started to, obviously, like 150 years ago, playing like Doom and Heretic and all the Hexen. Oh my gosh, Blake Stone.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, totally. People are like, what the heck are these titles? So, I could go way back, like Teller Arena, like text-based RPGs, and like the original like MUDs and stuff. But I'm like, now I just want to turn it on and have it work. And a couple of years ago, I was like, I'm going to get back into PC gaming. I got an external GPU enclosure, got a Titan X card. I was like so happy. It was like an $800 card. And every time I went to launch it, it was like, oh, there's a new update. Or like, I'm like, why is sound really not coming through? Like, I can't get sound.
I will agree that PC does have its cons. That's the thing. It's a lot of upkeep. Especially like with certain games, like for example, bring up ESO. The add-ons is a constant thing. I couldn't sign on to the game for a week because an add-on was stopping me from getting into the game.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like that. You're constantly having to troubleshoot. Especially like with Skyrim, I had like over 300 mods. So it's like, you know, I basically have to like mod myself just to make the game work. You know, stuff like that. So you just have to, you could play the game bare bones, but if you want to really customize it, just remember that there's a lot of backing up. There's a lot of retracing your steps, is a lot of troubleshooting. That is like the only con I would say, but for me it's worth it because it's, there's so much freedom to what I could play and what I could do, and I can multitask and I can have Discord, and I don't have to talk only in game chat. I don't have to have a party. I could play with whoever. You know, stuff like that. Consoles has their pros and cons as well. I don't like the fact that, you know, I have to pay for a separate online thing to play online games, you know, even though I technically have to do that, like pay for my internet, but
true,
that's just paying for my internet.
No,
it's not like I have
saying.
To pay for my internet and pay for the live, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, but also I like it because it's easy to group up with people.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, like you said, you just plug in and play. You don't have to like troubleshoot or anything. Everything works, you know?
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Good question from JH, and it's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
We didn't
question.
Take the first, so the first half, we didn't tackle the first half. So, will there ever be a winner to the best console?
Oh, like a winner, like one goes away? I don't know.
No, a winner, like, can you cram? I mean, they're always changing, but
it's always like either PS4 has one year, great year, and then it's like Xbox has one great year, and it's like, always,
and
the
then
crown
comes,
is always
altering.
All right. So, it's like,
so do
I
you
mean,
think
this...
there's ever going to be a best console? I don't think so. I mean, I think you're always going to have your fans.
But didn't Xbox, like, wasn't there a rumor that Xbox wasn't even going to come out with anything after Xbox X or something like that?
I didn't
that?
Hear that.
I heard there was like a rumor that they weren't going to come out. Like, I think after this one, or either after this one,
no, I,
they're
and
not going to
you know
come
what?
Out with
you know
any
something?
More consoles.
You know something? I remember looking at something that said almost the same thing. Like, are we getting to the point where we're going to need consoles after this generation of console? Like,
right. It's not going to matter. It's like when you, those Steam boxes, were they called Steam boxes? That
yeah.
came out. And it doesn't really even matter who's manufacturing it at that point, because it's just like, if they're all
exactly.
going to run the same like game browser and launch the same titles.
Yeah.
And we're kind of getting to that with the cross-play. It's like, is it really going to matter? If
yeah, is
it going to
really
it?
Matter? Are we just going to have
and,
one?
And
you know,
honestly, I was surprised that PS4 jumped on the, you know, they were like so stagnant. Like, I don't want to do cross-play, you know, because they want people to buy their console. But it's like, especially now with PC, it's like, why are you going to stop us from playing with our friends? There are some people who have different financial situations, some people that like certain consoles better than others. And I like the fact that I could play with my friends on PC on my PS4 because, you know, my dad only has PS4, so that's why I have it on PS4. But it would have sucked if I couldn't play with my friends on PC that all have the game. And I'm like,
now,
oh, well, this is good. So
what if we take a look at it from a standpoint of a different viewpoint? Because he says, is there ever going to be a winner for best console. Now, ability-wise, you know, a lot of the times the Microsoft hardware tends to beat out the PS hardware. I tend to find out with the current, with the same gen systems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, sales-wise, the only, like, now let's look at it from a sales standpoint. Sales standpoint, PlayStation holds the top, what, 4 or 5 records for sales.
They have better excuses. You know,
they have all the sales records for the console sales. Like, they hold the top 5 spots on all their systems. Right. Like, I'm going to be talking about in one of the further episodes, I did talk about in one of our older episodes about the sales that the PlayStation 4 had already reached X amount of sales and had blown away Microsoft in the competition. You know, if we're talking about sales wise,
hey, that was me.
It was you.
Yeah,
that's right. I think you're always going to get a PlayStation winner for top sales. Now, you know, ability.
No, I don't know if that's true, because I don't think the abilities are dictating it. Look at the Switch and how well the Switch is doing, and it's the most underpowered console currently. But it's like selling ridiculously. It's the
nostalgia. That's what it is.
No, but the convenience. I think so too. I think of the Switch. Oh,
yeah. But for me personally, I like the PS4 better because the exclusive. Well,
the exclusives are better on PlayStation.
And I noticed I grew up on Sony, so a lot of my nostalgia comes from Sony. So they redid Meta Evil, which I'm gonna talk about in another episode. They redid Spyro. They redid Crash Bandicoot. I grew up with all of that. So, you know, having that, like, that's why when they announced PS4 and they were coming out with Kingdom Hearts 3, I played Kingdom Hearts on a PlayStation. And I will always play it on a PlayStation because I know they released it on Xbox. I was like, it's not the same. I'm going to play it on a PlayStation. So it was like, for me, it was more like a nostalgia thing for me. I mean, I love my Xbox. It was like, that's what got me into the internet world. That's how I met a lot of my friends because of Xbox Live.
Right.
I will say that... Xbox did win that year with the Xbox Live because they actually came out. Didn't they come out with the Live before PlayStation? Right? Didn't they?
I think so.
They did, yeah. That's what like blew up Xbox was the Xbox Live thing that you could play multiplayer.
Man, I remember the summer of arcade and everything.
Yeah.
The good old days.
So, you know, for me, it's like I feel like Xbox doesn't have, like they have Halo. I mean, I know they probably have like other stuff.
Gears.
Yeah, and Gears, but I don't play Gears, so... For me, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think having a definite answer for who's going to be the winner doesn't, to me, it's all personal.
True.
Because it depends on what you started with and what games you used to play.
Yeah.
You know, it's like whatever fits you. Because I thank you for the question, but sometimes I hate that question because it's like, we're going to be arguing forever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there ever is going to be a true winner.
Because, you know, you're a PS4. Right. You know, I was Xbox for a while, and then I switched to
PS4. Well, I think...
And you're changing, especially as you're an adult. You start liking different things. You start liking different genres.
Yeah.
And who knows? You were like an Xbox fanboy for a while, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I tried this game on PlayStation 4, and now all of a sudden you're a PlayStation fanboy. You know, like, you alternate, especially when you're older. You're constantly changing your taste, so...
True. All right, thanks for the question.
Yeah.
I hope we shed a little light on the subject.
You're welcome.
Cool. All right, so we're going to get into Name That Game Tune.
Yes.
Yes.
So I found
was waiting for this.
10 game theme songs. We're going to play them, and we'll see if we can figure out who they are, and you guys can play along. So what we'll do is maybe just don't blurt it out. Like, let's let the song play for like 5 or 10 seconds. And I'll pause it, and then I'll ask you guys if you know.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. So don't say it right away. That way people at home can play, and maybe they're not as fast necessarily.
Yeah, don't look. We can see everything.
No, I'm going to change
it. You have such a big screen.
Don't look at Brian's giant iPad.
Wow. All right, we're going to start off with the softball.
All right.
Okay.
Hopefully. All right, guys. Do you know this one?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wait. Izzy looks stunned.
No, I'm stunned. You know what it is? Because...
Wait, maybe it wasn't a softball.
For me, it's a
softball. No, for me, it's a softball. Well, no. Eesh.
All right, Rob. What song is this?
Lori.
No, it's from Tetris.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It is. Because I knew the song. I was just like, what's the game, though?
That's
I started dancing to it, and I'm like, oh, I know the song.
All right, so 1 point, Rob.
Yes.
All right.
Great, that's gonna be stuck. Oh, come on.
All right. Do you guys both know?
That's isn't that from Oh my god! Now.
Do you always play with the sound off or something?
No. It's from Zelda, but it's the first one.
No, it's the second one.
Really?
I think it's Link, The Adventures of Zelda, I think.
No, this is the original.
That's the original. Yeah. Yep. That's from the original
when
game.
When the screen like pans up and then, yeah. Yeah, it's like the waterfall.
That's like the menu screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I'm like, no, it's Zelda from the first one.
I kind of still got Zelda.
All right, both. All right.
Well, no, you said the second one, so it doesn't count. So one for me.
Sure. Okay. This is maybe a tougher one.
Okay. See, there's a lot of older games, so this is harder for me.
Well, I have a good mix. Like,
okay. Star Fox?
I don't know if I've heard either of you mention this game, so I'm wondering.
Star Fox?
No.
Oh. Final Fantasy VII?
No. Chrono Trigger.
Oh my god, why didn't I love that game too? Forget it.
So much for loving that game, huh?
Well, you know what? You know, sometimes I do play with the sound off because I can't, because, you know.
Now she says I play with the sound
off. No, I technically do because, you know, I live in a house with other people and sometimes I game like really late at night, so I have to lower the volume, so it kind of sucks.
Actually, there's only 9.
Okay.
All right, this one's a super, super throwback.
A super throwback?
Oh, come on. That's a softball right there.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
Yes, it's Pac-Man.
Nice. All right.
God, I remember that from playing the arcade on PlayStation 1. They had like the 101 games and stuff. Mm.
All right, so skipping ahead maybe 20 years or so.
Okay. Oh, this is
Wait, don't say it. Give the listeners a chance.
Can I say it?
Say it.
This is Yoshi, right? The Yoshi game?
You're right. It's
the Yoshi's Island or something?
No, it's Super Mario World, but it's the one with where Yoshi came in.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right.
You know what it is? Super Mario Maker messed me up because they sometimes have the music from the different games on the newer version, so it kind of screws you up now.
Like, it's Super Mario Maker. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. No.
All right, we'll now play our next one.
Ooh, I like this jam, though.
It's jamming.
Earthbound?
No.
I'm not going to take a guess on this one.
This game has great music.
What is it?
Donkey Kong Country.
What? Really? Yeah. I've never played Donkey Kong Country, so I would never know.
All right.
That was jamming in that one.
All right, jumping ahead maybe another 20 years from there.
Okay.
Loosely. Don't hold me to these numbers.
I know they're cursing me out. It's like at the tip of my tongue.
I feel like I want to say Animal Crossing.
No, that is not Animal Crossing. That's Kingdom Hearts.
No.
No.
Oh, you guys are going to be so mad at yourselves.
No. Wait. Don't say it. Wait. Oh, my God. I'm going to fail as a Kingdom Hearts fan because it does sound like it's something from there. But, okay, what is it?
Minecraft.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
I haven't played Minecraft.
And I play Minecraft. She ripped her headphones off,
by the way.
I ripped my headphones off. Joe, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. And I play that all the time.
Forever.
You know what it is too? I always turn the music off because it's so damn loud.
Yep, that's her. That's her. that's her excuse for everything.
All right,
no.
Two to go. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. I think it's tied at 0-0. What's that? Oh, my mic is dancing off the table.
There you go.
All right, here we go. A little bit of build up here in the beginning.
I feel like this is like Skyrim.
No. I play Skyrim enough. I know the music. I don't think that doesn't sound like something from Skyrim because I listen to a lot of the ambience music on YouTube. It helps me fall asleep. This sounds like something from either Gears?
So unless there's a defect with this iPad, Rob's right.
No.
Skyrim main theme.
Let's go.
No, but that's a different tempo then. That's a different... Where are you getting this from? Because that's definitely not from Skyrim.
Wait, I know it's not the...
It's not the main theme. Lick?
I know what you're talking about here. Let's find it.
It's a different tempo.
Quick divergence here.
Because that is definitely not the theme, because I would have known.
I know. I know what one you're talking about.
It sounds different. The pitch is different.
So many.
If you look up the main theme of Skyrim, it'll sound totally different. What the hell is that? Is that the next one?
No, I'm trying to find.
That's the main theme.
Well, that's part of the main theme. I guessed it.
No, he guessed it right, but I'm saying.
I get a point.
The one that you played was totally different.
Just lose.
All right, this last one.
No, I'll take the loss. I don't care, but I'm just telling you.
It's a part of it.
Last nah, one. Fam. Ready? That sounded solely totally different.
Ready?
All right.
This was a triumph. Oh, come on. That's so easy.
I know what that is, I think.
It's Portal.
There you go.
So much for letting them guess.
Sorry, I'll say Portal. This is so obvious.
All right.
This is like the best video game ever. Or best video game song.
They didn't make a Portal for our current gen system.
Yeah.
They need to come out another Portal. I love that game.
You could play a Portal Bridge Constructor.
Portal, the Portal 2 with the multiplayer, with the co-op, is phenomenal. If you have not played Portal 2.
Oh, yeah. No, I went through the whole thing.
With the co-op.
Yes.
But I'm saying for the listeners, if you have not played Portal 2 with the co-op, you need to play it. It is perfect test. You think Mario Party's a test of your friendship? Try Portal 2 co-op.
And if you don't know, if you're not an Xbox fan or whatever, if you have the Xbox One X and you put Portal 2 in, it's 4K. It runs in 4K. It's all been upgraded and updated.
It is an awesome.
Except
awesome
some of the game. UI elements are not. But yeah. All right, sweet. Well, that was Name That Game Tune. Who won?
Rob did.
Yeah?
Let's go.
I was cheated on the last one, okay? Wah. Because that didn't... We're going to discuss that after the episode because I'm going to show you guys that's
we
not
know
the
what
thing.
The, we know what the theme sounds like.
Nah.
It was just a different part, so...
It was not a different part. It was a totally different tempo, everything.
Get over it.
Nah. So that's it for this episode. We're going to just wrap it up. We're going to do a finish him at the end. But before we go, just I'm going to throw out there, remember to check us out, the Game Freaks Podcast. We're on Instagram, Game Freaks Podcast. That's Game, G-A-M-E, Freaks, F-R-E-E-K-Z, Podcast. You can subscribe to us on Anchor, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play.
The other ones.
On all of them.
We're also on Facebook.
Yes. Oh, we are on Facebook. The Game Freaks Podcast. And
surprise, we now have a Reddit. So please follow us on r/Game Freaks Podcast. Freaks is spelled F-R-E-E-K-Z.
So definitely write in, leave us a voice message on Anchor and we'll play it on the show. You can leave a comment on our Facebook page or Instagram post and we'll get to them.
And Reddit too.
Now, if you have any questions you want to throw out there or start conversations, we'll definitely be monitoring it.
Absolutely.
We could fill in. You know, because we do this whole thing for you guys and we enjoy doing it and it's awesome. And we definitely appreciate all the support you've given us. So on our next episode, you're going to be hearing from Izzy. She's going to be taking us through some cool stuff. And we're going to head into our Finish Him segment. So, Rob, what's your parting words or Finish Him final thought for this episode?
I just want to share a little bit of bad news. I don't know if there's any book readers that listen to our Facebook page, but I don't know if you heard about this, but the other day it was confirmed that Christopher Tolkien passed away. So if anybody who doesn't know about that, Christopher Tolkien was J.R.R. Tolkien's third son, who was actually taking over the writing and did a lot of writing with the Lord of the Rings books and put together the big 12-book anthology of the history of Middle-earth and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was confirmed the other day through his publicist and his book company that Christopher Tolkien did pass away. I mean, the guy was like 80-something years old. So, I mean, it's... But he did so much for the, you know, the lore of the Lord of the Rings that he will definitely be sorely missed, especially by us book readers. I'm hoping somebody's going to take over the mantle of maybe doing some more writing. I know the last book they came out with, Beren and Lúthien, was an excellent book. I'm just hoping that the Lord of the Rings hasn't died with Christopher. So, you know, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Final thoughts, Izzy?
It's not video game related, but I finally updated my phone after 8 years of having the iPhone 6S Plus, and I like it. I mean, you know, I liked my phone, but it was to a point where I was carrying it around with a charger. So I was like, yeah, it's time to upgrade. And I got the iPhone 11 Pro Max. So I got the biggest one. Nice. I got the one with the three cameras. It's 256 gigs. I have a lot of space and it runs really smooth. I don't have to charge my phone every 5 minutes. I like the big screen because my other screen was very big. The only thing is I thought I would miss the home button, but I don't.
Yeah.
It's actually...
You don't need that thing.
I don't really need it. Like, I noticed, button. Like, I was already using it. Like, I'd been having the phone for, like, ever now. So, the only thing I hate... My only complaint is I don't have my widgets anymore on the front page. So, it's like, I actually have to go to the app.
Oh, yeah.
I have to fix it. I'll probably, like, customize it more. I haven't had time to...
Yeah, those are customizable.
Yeah, because I want to, like, have my calculator and, like, my alarm clock, like, as... Like on the screen instead of me having to go to the app.
Right.
Yeah, I'll fix it like that. But yeah, I have my Baby Yoda on it. Or the child, sorry, because certain people are offended that I call it Baby Yoda. But yeah.
It is not Baby Yoda.
I know it's not. But yeah, anyways.
Cool.
That'll be my final thought for another
episode. My final thought is that has anybody ever played Tiny Wings on iOS?
No.
Okay.
No.
It came out like 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh yeah, the hoppy bound
like, kind of yeah. You like you catch
Flappy
like the
bird?
Yeah. The, no, the one, it's like you swoop off the like
you swoop
the hills.
Off the hills. Yes, I did play
so
it.
I play it like off and on over the last 8 years. I just realized the other day this is really insane. I've been stuck on the same level for 7 years straight. Isn't that crazy?
What?
So if anybody out there is good at Tiny Wings, can you just help me get to the next board? I need 175,000 points. I got all the other goals, and I'll get my new nest, and that would be awesome.
Okay, perfect. Right.
Guys, thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We love doing the show.
Thank you.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.